Michigan has banned indoor dining at restaurants twice to try and slow the spread of coronavirus, once at the beginning of the pandemic and again in November. The second ban is in effect through at least January 15th. Matt Godbold and his wife Tracy bought the Rusty Nail restaurant in Carson City, Michigan in 2019. They invested in what they hope will be a nest egg for their retirement.
We literally have our life savings in this business right now.
Sales have been much slower because of the pandemic, but a recent move to add delivery and expand the Rusty Nail's menu seems to be paying off. Matt Godbold shared his story with Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott.
We decided to get a pizza oven based on one of our cooks that has experience in the pizza business, and it's actually accelerated our business quite well, and it's helping us get through the shutdown right now. On average, we need to do $500 a day gross sales, and we were not making it without the pizza. And since we've added the pizza oven and started doing pizzas and delivery, we have been able to increase our daily gross sales anywhere from $800 to $1,300 a day. It feels nice to know that I won't have to come out of my personal checking and savings account to make another business payment for the month of January like we did for the month of December. That feels good. Feels real good. What we've learned from the first pandemic shutdown, this time we've only had to lay off one employee. And all the employees have agreed to work less hours as long as they're working, and then they can get compensated whatever they're not making off of unemployment. So right now we only have one person laid off, and there's 15 people on the payroll still. We do temperature checks every day on our employees. We ask them the four questions every day, and so far it's been pretty good. You know, we've all agreed how we're going to do it, and they've been very receptive. They've taken a cut in pay. They work less hours, but they're still willing to come in and help us out every day. So my worst fear is that one of my customers or one of my employees gets COVID, and God forbid we have to do a contract tracing for that. You know, that's one of my biggest fears. That's why I know a lot of my customers are old school and they don't want to wear their mask, but they got to come in, they got to put their mask on. Same with my employees. I just don't want someone to get sick, and I don't want to be reliable for someone getting COVID and God forbid they pass away and they have contact tracing back to the Rusty Nail. I say I keep my political beliefs out of my business because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or anybody's opinion, but I believe that these shutdowns are hurting small businesses along the way, and there has to be a better way to do it. I believe that we, at least in our case, we can do it right, and we've done it right, and I would hope that this shutdown ends soon, and I would hope that everybody understands how much it hurts when you lose a part of your business like we have all year.